For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. From 9 to 5, Joe Jones is a University of South Carolina professor teaching environmental science and marine science. But from 5 to 9, he has a job far removed from academia. Jones has a farm in Blythewood where he raises a variety of animals, including heritage turkeys. He said he and his wife Amanda had started growing a few vegetables in California where they lived. But on their return to the Palmetto State, the Joneses decided to expand the idea.
This property has been in my family for 6 generations. And we said, well, we have this land. Why don't we look at making food for ourselves? And we can feel good about eating it because we know where it came from.
While they do grow some products for local restaurants, the Joneses farm on only 7 acres and intend to keep their operation small. 5 other farms were started after their model. Jones said it makes sense to have a lot of small farms rather than a few giant ones.
If you have 40,000 cows in one area and they all die, you've lost it all. But if you, just like in a stock portfolio, if you spread your risk across small farms and one of them has an issue, you still have other things to fall back on.
Amanda Jones explained the difference between their turkeys and corporate-grown turkeys.
The thing that really sets them apart is flavor. Flavor is not something that can be rushed. Heritage breeds take approximately twice as long to reach market weight than the industrial breeds for poultry. And that is something that cannot be replicated even when you inject broth into your butterball.
That sentiment was echoed by her husband, who said they made a surprising discovery in the early days of their turkey farming.
The first time we ate one, I think it was our first season, and we cooked one just for ourselves. And I remember when Amanda was carving the thigh, she stopped and she looked at me. She said, "This looks like roast beef." And I tried it and it tasted like roast beef. And that's kind of why we started doing this, is people want that type of quality in their Thanksgiving dinner.
Amanda Jones said their farm grows Thanksgiving turkeys for a small list of regular customers.
Typically, we raise about 40 turkeys in our flock each year. So we'll usually keep back 5 to 10, depending on what our needs are to keep our flock going. And then the rest are taken to be processed for the holidays.
Joe Jones said their method of raising turkeys is much more expensive than corporate farms. Their turkeys are raised in twice the time as the giant producers. And he said people would be surprised at what voracious eaters turkeys are.
This time of year, when we're getting to the final weeks right before processing, for about 35, 40 birds, I go through 50 pounds of feed a day, easily. And the thing is, at this part of the processing, you don't want to not feed them all they can eat because no one wants a lean turkey.
Jones said his birds are beautiful and bring a lot of character to the farm. They must have their wings clipped periodically because they are also good flyers, which many people forget. But one characteristic is not a good one. Jones said turkeys are the meanest animals he's ever seen.
If you watch any of our other animals, if one gets hurt, the other animals leave it alone. Turkeys, total opposite. They mob it and they will kill it. They have a mob mentality and they're brutal.
Amanda Jones said that despite their challenges, the quirks and beauty of turkeys are enough to keep them on the farm. It also helps, she said, that they are very tasty. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.